Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for taking the time to be with us today here on the New Earth Podcast. Really excited to have all of you take a moment to listen to everything that we have come to love about New Earth. We put together some great stories for you today, great interviewees. We have from South Florida, Delray Beach area, we are going to be hearing from Gene Magrella and Freddie Nugera, two of our fastest business builders in New Earth, and I'm really looking forward to what they have to say because I think it will benefit all of us. So here we go. Well, good afternoon, everyone, and thank you to our two guests. It's super, super exciting to have you guys on the call, Gene Magrella and Freddie Nugera. How are you guys doing today?
Good. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks, Kevin.
I'm really excited to talk to you guys, and especially to talk to you together, because that's kind of the nature of your relationship. You guys have been together in business for, geez, a really long time, right?
A very long time. I met Frederico when he was
16
years old.
Wow. So, 16 years old. So what's the story behind that?
Well, I wanted to drop some weight in high school and maybe pursue some modeling. And then I walked into the place where Jean was working as a personal trainer. And she was the one that greeted my family and I, and we just clicked right away. And then she started training me twice a week for all through high school, for my first couple of years, you know, when I did college. And our bond just grew stronger. And then she started practicing Pilates, and I loved it, and I fell in love with it. And she was kind of my mentor and was, you know, put the bug in my ear about maybe getting certified. And it was the best decision I made, all because of Gene.
That's pretty cool.
I fell in love with him when I first met him. I remember exactly what he looked like the first day walking into my little gym. And like he said, he was a little shy in the beginning, but we certainly grew a wonderful bond. And yeah, we've had a great history together so far.
That's really cool. That is so cool. And you came in with your family.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Yeah.
Shopping around to see, you know, how this place was and who, you know, they wanted to make sure they met the trainer to see that I was going to be in good hands. And we all just clicked right away. It was great.
There's something interesting about that, though, right? Because, like, not a lot of kids would have kind of the foresight of mission, right? This is what I want to do. How did you come across that?
I don't know. I just really never liked physical fitness. And for the goals that I had, I knew that I was going to need some help. And I guess through, you know, the guidance of my family, they kind of said, well, this is probably what you'll need to do. You need a coach. Let's find you a coach and get you closer to your goal that way. Because you're not going to be able to do it on your own, because I didn't really play sports through high school. So I needed some guidance, you know, and so that's just, it just made sense.
That's wild. And Gene, so when you were just coaching at the time, mm-hmm. and just supporting people, you weren't running your own Pilates studio. Is that right?
That's right. I was working for a young woman that had opened that small gym. And I was just getting started in that field as well. Before that, I was in banking. And I was terrible at banking, thank goodness. And through this woman, she offered me a position being a trainer. So she sent me to all the right schooling, and I learned, you know, how to be a personal trainer. So Frederico was actually one of my very first clients.
So hang on. My mind is reeling a little bit right now. Mm-hmm. Gene Magrella, you started in banking?
Yes.
That's awesome. That is awesome. I did not know that. That's really cool.
I was in banking. So I was terrible at it.
What were you doing in banking? How did you land there?
Well, you know, I was a young mom looking to go back to work, and a new bank opened down the street from me. So I thought, let me go apply. And they hired me because of my personality. I really had no skills. I didn't know how to work a computer. I had been out of the workforce for a long time because I was taking care of my children. And so the lady who interviewed me, she told me, I can teach you banking, but I can't teach you what you have. You have work ethic, your personality. And so they hired me and they tried to teach me banking. And luckily they really did not succeed. And so working in the field, I was very frustrated because I was used to being good at whatever I do. So while I was in banking, they put me into the position of business development. And while I was out networking and looking for new business accounts, I met this woman who was a personal trainer. She became my trainer. And then we created a relationship. And she said to me, why don't you become a trainer? You're great at this. So she put me in the right direction for all the right schooling, which I did. And she gave me an opportunity to start as a personal trainer. And right after I started, Frederico and his family walked in my door. So he's one of my very first clients.
That is so cool.
That's a fun story.
Mm-hmm. That's a really cool story. What I like about it is to be able to pick through the past and see the path where a couple of alphas meet and say, you know, this is what we're going to do. And we're going to do it together. And you guys have been together for so many years. And it's really, here's what I have noticed about you guys. And you tell me if I'm up in the night, but every time I go out there, number one, I feel like there is tons of support. Everything you do in your business, you're focusing on supporting other people to be more. And that at the same time, that's what was done for you, and that's what you do for other people. That's what you do for each other. Is that just innate, or is that something you had to learn?
When people are successful in life and people earn it themselves, they realize that they have a lot of people helping them along the way. And so I've had a lot of people help me along the way. And so it just really comes naturally for me to reach, you know, behind me and make sure that I'm taking people along with me through my success. So I don't really think about it. It's just something that I really want to do. And Freddie is incredible because I feed off of his energy, really. And he's such a good student. And he really learns what it is that you want to teach him. And he trusts. And so I take that very seriously.
That's interesting. Freddie, how about you? Like, what's that been like, being able to make sure that you're helping others and bringing them along for the journey? Because a lot of people in business, they're just not that way. They're looking to kick the ladder out from under people so that they don't have someone nipping at their heels, right? They see this success as something they need to have on their own, and other people threaten it. And yet that's just not in your DNA.
Yeah, looking back, all my life, I've always been like, I used to always get in trouble in school because if there was somebody picking on someone, or even if it was a teacher that, in my opinion, was being unfair, so we would all talk about it, but then I would always be the one in the front of the line by myself fighting or arguing and trying to, you know, make things right. And so I think it just comes natural with me to, because I've also been helped in, you know, in my journey and all different things that I've been trying to achieve. I've always been helped along the way in achieving my goals and succeeding. It's a way to give back, to just kind of just pull everybody along with me. And so it comes naturally, I guess, because of my experiences.
You know, and a lot of people in life would learn good lessons from this. In racing, it reminds me, oddly enough, I don't know why this just came to my mind, but in racing, they call it drafting. Mm-hmm. Somebody that is moving quickly in front of you, that you can get in behind them and you don't have to bear the same burden as others until you're ready to make your move and jump to the side and push forward, right? And you do that for people willingly, you know, which is cool.
Right. And we do it for each other too. So I used to ride out on the street on road bike, and I've been pulled and I've pulled. And so the relationship that I have now with Frederico is, you know, we take turns. You know, we don't have to be, I don't have to be the strong one. Freddie gets to be the strong one too and pull me at times. So it's a great relationship we have.
Mm-hmm. I love it. So here you are. We've gotten to the point where you have left banking.
Amen.
and you've started your own thing, and you're starting Avenue Pilates. So tell me what that was like. What is it like? Everybody wants to be an entrepreneur. It's kind of interesting. There's a list of things that Americans tend to say, if I could only, you know, do this. And one of them is own their own business. One of them is to be in really great, perfect health, maybe write their own novel. You know, everybody has those kinds of visions, right? But as an entrepreneur, what does that really look like?
It's been an incredible journey. It's been wonderful and it's been horrible. What I find most amazing about my journey is when I started my business, I had no money. I mean, no money. But I knew I was going to open up a Pilates studio, and I was planning it. And I went to my family and said, "Oh, I want to do this." And my family says, "Well, what do you know about business?" And I said, "I don't know, but I'm going to learn." And they said, "Well, you know, we can't give you that kind of money." And as it turned out, two of my fantastic clients, they said, "Well, we'll give you the money." So two beautiful men loaned me money to start a very small Pilates studio. It was less than 400 square feet. And at that time, Frederico was up in New York getting certified, and then he came back down and he joined the business. And I kind of recruited people that I knew had personality, intelligence, and work ethic. And I started to build the team of instructors. And within 3 years, we were busting at the seams. So we moved into a larger building, and I still had no money. And the same gentleman gave me another loan to move into that building.
Okay, wait. Now, let me get this straight for people that are listening on this call.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Or on the podcast today. So how many years had you been in business?
I had no business experience when I first opened, but then we were in the small space about 3 years.
So you were in business for 3 years, and you still really hadn't made it rich yet?
Well, we had made money, but I had to make more money to do a big build out.
So in order to really grow, right?
Yes.
You needed to save your money and put it back into the business. And then
a lot of it.
And then push, and then save your money and put it back into the business, and then push.
Yeah. Exactly.
Because I think a lot of people don't see it that way. They think maybe it's the visions of grandeur, right? Where you think, oh, I'm just going to do what Zuckerberg did. I'm going to start it, and it's just going to take off, and I'm going to be rolling money, and I'll be able to sleep in my boat as I travel around the world. And
right.
It's not quite that way. It's not really that simple.
It's not that simple at all. Yeah. It takes a lot of money to be in a brick and mortar. Every time I grew the business 1, 2, 3, 4 times. And each time I had to put a massive amount of money into the business to make it grow, and then work hard to make the business catch up to that expansion.
That's cool, though, because you probably had tons of your own free time to do whatever you wanted during that period, right?
Well, yes, between 9 p.m. and 5 a.m., maybe.
you could do whatever you wanted during those hours. You were totally free.
Totally free. Not so much. but that was the journey. Work, save, invest, grow. Work, save, invest, grow. And we're in this current location now 6 years. And it was a great move because I was able to reduce costs here and find it's a better location than when we were in. And so we've kind of settled into this location as home. And so it was a long journey, but every bit of it was worth it.
Wow.
For where we are now.
You think that, Freddie, that's a pretty apt description of that place, home, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Why is that? What kind of place have you guys all created together?
I just think, Jean's idea and just her way, the way that she is, she almost has like a light around her. And I think that you feel it throughout the place. And then the people that she has literally handpicked to work here with us, and they've all been with us for 8 and 10 years. We all share the same ideas, and it's like attracts like. And so it literally creates this atmosphere that literally when clients walk in the door, they say, wow, there's a feeling here about this place. There's something different. I've never felt this way any other place that I've been to. And I think it has to do with all of the people in here that she has picked so that we all work together.
It's almost like it's beyond team, right? I mean, because team is cool, but it's family, right?
Absolutely. This is our Avenue Pilates family for sure.
That's really cool. Really cool. So 6 years later, and Jean, you come into, you hear about this little old company from Oregon called New Earth. Now, you've got a very long investment into a company that you built from the ground up. Now, why would you be interested in building New Earth? And why is your family going to be interested in supporting New Earth? Talk to me about that transition. What did you see about it? Why is it an opportunity you chose to pursue?
Well, I first want to clarify that I kind of jumped around in my previous story and said something about in 6 years. I've actually been in this Pilates studio business for about 14 years.
Oh, wow.
And in that 14 years, we've grown our team, our family here, to be 18 instructors. So we have a very large family, which is great. And I love each and every one of them very, very much. I care deeply about their lives. So I'm always looking for ways to help them grow, whether I'm encouraging them to become certified in another method of training or to take a class to improve their knowledge. So I'm always helping them to become better. One of the reasons we are who we are in this community is we manage to set ourselves apart from everyone else out there because we're constantly striving to be the best. So because I feel so strongly about the people that work here, I want more for them. So I watch them come in at 5 in the morning, 6 in the morning, and some don't leave till 8 o'clock at night. And they work all day. And so they're trading their time for money. And I appreciate their time and I appreciate their effort, but I want to show them that they don't have to do that. So Susan Rispoli, my wonderful, beautiful friend, approached me about New Earth. And now I know Susan's history. I know how successful she is. And to work with her is an amazing opportunity. So when she shared New Earth, I saw around the corner. I think entrepreneurs that are successful see things before they hit. And when she told me about the quality of the mushrooms and the algae, I knew that she had something golden. And so the quality of the product, along with working with Susan, and then flying out to Oregon and meeting everybody, Jerry, Bilal, you, I knew that I was home. It was a perfect fit. And my trainers trust me. And so when I wholeheartedly believe in something, they grab a hold of it as well. And so here we go.
That's cool. Now, Freddie, you heard about this from Jean after she did some of her homework on it.
Yes.
What's your story? Why, after all the time, I mean, you've gone through so much work building your personal brand, and this sort of popped into your life. Why is this something that takes your time and energy?
Well, I think timing, you know, is everything with health and wellness. And so when Jean shared it with me, I said, this is the right time. There's so many other companies out there. Everybody's selling something, but this, everybody, the whole world is getting very excited about taking care of themselves and going back to eating more whole, more natural, more organic. And so when you have products like this that benefit, you know, your health, it's a no-brainer, you know. And then the opportunity, the financial opportunity, is great too. And I, of course, it's not, you know, overnight. You have to roll your sleeves up and work hard, but the opportunity is there for whoever wants to take it. When she first shared it with me, I took the two. She gave it was three things: enzymes, probiotic, and the Edge Box. I put the Edge Box away because I didn't want to waste my workouts. If I was going to work out, I needed to do black coffee, or I needed to do one of those other things that gave me the jitter. I didn't truly believe on the Edge yet. But I took the probiotics and the enzymes, and I have heartburn, and I suffer from stomach issues. And so immediately I felt better. And then after going to NEU in Orlando in January, I was, you know, I got to meet everybody and learn a lot. And I said, well, I better really check out this Edge Box and see if it really does what it's saying that it's going to do. So I tried it, you know, one day I left work at 7:30 p.m. after working all day since 7 a.m. And I went to the gym and I took it and it blew me away. I was there for 2 hours and the time flew by. I didn't realize it. And I said, I have to get my clients. I have to get everybody that I know on this stuff. And then, of course, I took the after, and after killing myself at the gym, I felt amazing. So I just wanted to share it with everybody because it's just unbelievable what this products can do for you, both financially and, of course, the improvement in your health.
That's awesome. That's a great story because you really do. That's the most important thing. You said a couple of things. I'm gonna break down the last couple minutes with you guys. The one thing that I really liked is both of you talked about people first, that it's really about the other party and about helping someone feel better and helping someone achieve something that they're looking for in their lives, right? That's profound because a lot of people don't do that. They have this perception that the path to wealth is to focus on money, not on people. And yet, I think we've seen the opposite. And when you can focus on people and they can be the end goal, then money just kind of follows because you're already providing a service and you're providing an environment that they like to be in. So that's a pretty powerful statement. But second, also to believe in what you do, to have some authenticity regarding it. That's everything. Have you ever promoted a product that you don't believe in? And
no.
I ask that question to everybody on this podcast. I mean, I try not to, but when I was very young, I was able to work on a couple of accounts at an ad agency that I did not believe in. And I'm telling you, it's soul wrenching when you have to do that. And yet now, you know, I'm hearing from these real true believers that just only promote people and real benefits for people, and only things that they believe in. And I think that's really one of the key secrets, that path to your success for both of you. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So I want to take this a little step further. Now, Freddie, you're going to be speaking at our next New Earth University. Is that correct?
Yep, that's correct.
See, now it's on tape. Now they're going to hear it and you're stuck.
Can't back out now.
Can't back out now. Freddie's going to be speaking at New Earth University. I'm really excited for you guys
to hear him. He's got a lot to offer. Because the other thing that I've noticed is, Freddie, you're relatively, you're locally famous, right? In fact, Everybody loves Freddie. Gene, you have actually thought of making a shirt that says Everybody Loves Freddie.
And I did make a shirt.
You did make the shirt. Tell me there's that story.
There's about 100 of them walking around Delray Beach.
That is so cool. So, Freddie, we're going to brag about you for a second. Gene, why'd you make that shirt? And how did that happen?
Well, you know what? Just to know him is to love him. He's a magnet. He's got a great energy. And so my husband is shy, so he doesn't like to go to, you know, affairs with me, black tie affairs. So Frederico is my date very often. And so we went to this black tie affair, and Freddie is a great dancer. So I looked behind Frederico's chair, and there was literally a line of women behind him waiting to dance with him. And so he danced the whole night, and finally he came over to me and he says, I am exhausted, I have to go home. And that night I thought to myself, everybody loves Freddie. And so I called my t-shirt guy the next day, and I had him make me a bunch of t-shirts, and all the clients here were grabbing them. And so it just kind of stuck. That was several years ago. So he is famous around here.
That is pretty funny. And no matter where we go, we were just recently at a Shoes Foundation event. Mm-hmm. Great people, great program. I love what they do. And same thing. How many people, for those of you listening to the podcast, I don't know how many people stop you to take your picture just wherever you happen to be. But this type of thing happens to Freddie all the time, right?
Yes.
And there's something about that magnetism, right? So what do you think that is? Not just the personal appeal, right? But what is the secret? If you were to share with people, you know, how can they use that in their business? How can they develop that ability to be someone that everyone just loves?
Well, I'm looking at him and he's shrugging his shoulders. Yeah. But I can tell you that he is just an amazing person. He has a good heart. He'll do anything for anybody. He was raised by a beautiful mother and sister. And he's just a beautiful, beautiful person.
Thank you.
And he's blushing now.
and well, you're lucky this isn't on video then, right? Yeah. See, here's what I think it is. There's something about being willing to serve that automatically causes a natural attraction, right? So it doesn't matter if you're good looking. It doesn't matter if you're incredibly smart. It doesn't necessarily matter if you're a super successful entrepreneur. What matters is, are you willing to serve? I've seen this throughout my career, and the most successful people I've come across in network marketing are those that are willing to really get their hands dirty and to serve, to get involved in someone else's success, and to really, with them, manufacture that success. And then they say, you know what, a little bit like what we talked about earlier, you know what, I've got to pay this forward. I've got to do the same for other people. I've been taught and I've seen how it works. So I'm going to get involved and do the same with them. And that is a powerful thing, to be able to serve. And when you look through all of history, the names that we tend to remember most outside of really the modern era and people being famous just for being famous, right? The names that stick out typically through history are one of two. Either villains that did horrible things, Genghis Khan type of thing, or those that serve, Mahatma Gandhi, right? Those that are willing to just serve on a deep level. And so the question is, you know, which are you? And how are you going to build your business? How are you going to grow your business? And I think you guys are definitely servant-oriented, So I just want you to, for a moment, talk about how you provide service in your organization. What are the ways that you serve and feed your organization?
Just constantly staying in touch with them, not leaving them out there alone. I just, you know, followed Gene and Susan Rispoli example, and I just, you just have to constantly be involved with them and let them know, not, you know, just whenever you run into them, oh, if you need anything, truly reach out and let them know if they need anything, set dates just to meet up and brainstorm and you know, come up with a plan and then help them execute that plan, you know, to achieve their goals. You just really have to be involved and be hands-on with your people, or they feel alone and then they get discouraged and they just don't want to be a part of it anymore.
Yeah. And I think it's important too, not to set demands on somebody. Mm. You know, your downline doesn't work for you. You all work together.
I'm going to make you say that again. Say that again, because it's so powerful.
Okay. So I think it's very important not to set demands because, you know, these people working for themselves, I'm not their boss. They don't work for me. And I truly want to show them how to have fun and how to connect and how to be successful. And so the best thing I can do is lead by example. And the people that I work with know that they can call me anytime with anything. And if it's not fun, it's not worth it. So we're all having fun. Whenever we get together, we make it fun. And so people enjoy the process.
That's awesome. Enjoy the process. If you're not having fun, it's not worth it. Talk to me about that a little bit. Your team really is one of the most fun groups I've met. They really enjoy themselves. They love to throw a party. How does that fit with your business?
I don't know. We've always had fun here. We, you know, whenever we have a meeting, we would, you know, stop and do a Zumba class afterwards and just dance and have fun. It's just important, you know, people that have fun together stay together. And so we danced at the NEU in Fort Lauderdale with Susan Rispoli. It just has to be fun. And it's just important. So, I mean, there were going to be hard times. But if the fun times outweigh the hard times, then we have, you know, only good things to look forward to.
I like that. The fun times have to outweigh the hard times. And
And
in this business, you really can do that, right? If you're doing it correctly, because the entire focus of your business is people and people that don't work for you.
Right.
So have fun.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that might be one of the secrets to maintaining an organization, to maintaining a downline. Make sure everybody's having fun. Make sure they're enjoying what they're doing. I like that. So I got another question for you. I tend to be an avid reader, and I listen to a lot of different podcasts. I listen to a lot of business building things. What do you guys do to keep the saw sharp, so that when you're out there working the business or building the business, that you feel like you're ahead of the game?
Well, I start my day off reading my Bible. That sets me on a very good path for the day. But I also like to read books about business. I like to listen to TED Talk. I'm lucky enough to have Bucky Dent as a friend and somebody working in this business with me. And every morning at 6 a.m., he sends an inspirational quote. So it's kind of like my alarm. I wake up to that. Just a lot of reading.
That's really cool. Now, you listen to TED Talks. Those of you that are interested, and maybe I'll just ask you if you've seen it, but have you seen the one with Simon Sinek?
Yes.
It's fantastic. Tell the folks a little bit about it.
It's about being a leader. And I think the message out of that one that sits with me is, you know, as a leader, you would do anything for the people that you work with. And if you ask the question, why would you do that? The answer is because they would do it for me. And that is what we have here at the studio. You know, we work hard for each other. We have each other's backs. Simon Sinek is, listening to him is, you know, it can change your path. I highly recommend it. There's one for leadership and there's one for people don't buy things. They buy
you.
The reason, yeah, they buy you.
Yeah.
That was the really great one.
I love it. Well, there's a few that I'd recommend people go check out. There's three specifically on leadership that you should look at. How Great Leaders Inspire Action.
Yeah.
How Good Leaders Make You Feel Safe. Mm-hmm. And Why Leaders Eat Last. That one is really interesting. And then, of course, one of his best ones is Start With Why. So definitely, that's good recommended reading and good recommended listening for folks. Because if you can find yourself following those types of principles, you really can't help but avoid being successful. Oddly enough. Quick break just to talk about our sponsor really quick on the New Earth Podcast. Our sponsor for today is BioAgile. BioAgile is the newest product released by New Earth, and we refer to it as Clever Nutrition. Absolutely phenomenal product. Not only is it built for your mind, but it is built for cellular renewal as well. So revitalizing your body and mind naturally with Cognizant, Sestamine, and organic wild microalgae. BioAgile is a phenomenal solution to anybody that is using their brain in their daily life. So if you're using your brain, and maybe you're a doctor, maybe you're a lawyer, maybe you're a student, maybe you're an auto mechanic, maybe you're a plumber, it doesn't matter what it is that you're doing. If you're using your brain, BioAgile is going to take it to the next level. This is not an energy shot. This is a phenomenal intervention type product that can actually change where your day goes, right? It can help you at a cellular level. So definitely take a look at this delicious 2-ounce liquid shot BioAgile. You will find that it will change your day-to-day operations. It is food, all food, 100% food, nothing weird, nothing crazy, nothing strange. And you're not going to get that strange sort of zap, jolt, and then a drop off a cliff like you do with a lot of other products that are in similar packaging. This may look like it's an energy shot. It is not, folks. It is Clever Nutrition. And I cannot wait for all of you to give it a shot. So take a look. If you're interested, go to your website. You all have a website that is personally created for you. www.clevernutrition.com/your ID number or your ID name, whatever that might be. You can also get there through your New Earth online office. Go check it out. That's clevernutrition.com. And take a look at BioAgile. Maybe add it to your order. I think you'd be glad you did. So, Gene, that's what I think is most interesting is you were just telling me a little bit about, you know, this is a daily thing for you. Is that right?
Yes.
And
I like to wake up and become inspired immediately.
Yeah. You know, and tell me a little bit about that. Like, because your focus on your New Earth business is constant, which is admirable. It's a daily thing. And yet you're not putting every hour of every day into it because you still have another business that you run. You still have another life that you lead. So how do you do that?
I realize that in the morning you have a great opportunity to set your day off in the right direction. And so even if I wake up tired, I have to tell myself it's a great day. And that works. And so this is a passion of mine. I love the algae. I love what it does for me. I love what it does for the people I love. And I love my Pilates business as well for the same reasons. And so it's just ingrained in me. And so I don't work it all day, but it's always there. And so I always have my eyes open to somebody who might enjoy the product or benefit from the product, or somebody who might be a great business builder. So it's just always there because it's important. It has a lot to do with my future. And so it's not hard to focus on it because it's very, very important.
I love that. You know, one of the things that I've asked myself in the past is, so I take these products, I take them every single day. And when I'm taking them, that's when I try to remind myself of the conversation that I want to have with everybody else that day. So I'll take the products, and initially my thought will be, who out there on my team is also taking these products right now? And are they working for them? Are they comfortable with where they're at in the business? It just forces that conversation on you. You literally take it into you every morning. So that's good advice. Really good advice. Wake up. You reminded me of two people. Are you familiar with Stephen Covey?
No.
Stephen Covey is one of these motivational life skill authors. And he says that every morning, one of the things you should do is sharpen the saw. That if you don't spend time sharpening the saw in the morning, cutting wood's going to be pretty difficult that day. And that's a little bit like what you do, right? You get up every morning and you say it's a great day, and you sharpen the saw. You know where you're going to go for that day.
Right. Right. So, it's important.
Yeah. Freddie, how about you? What's that like? You seem to be a pretty centered, pretty grounded guy. How do you keep that in your life on a day-to-day basis?
For me, it starts in the morning as well, just by taking the products. And I have a commitment to myself to get a workout in. And it's so busy during season that I could never, you know, I'd have a tough time after working out other people, giving all of your energy. At the end of the day, you don't want to do anything. You just want to rest. So the past 2 years, I made a commitment to get up extra early and go to the gym and give back to myself that hour. And so when I wake up and take my products and I feel the benefit of those products, it just kind of carries out throughout my whole day. And like Gene said, it's always in the back of your mind. And for us, it really comes easily and naturally when you encounter people, you know, with our business, that you can really touch their lives in you know, so many ways with these products. They're so beneficial.
Now, did you find that hard at first to get up? I had never even considered that in the life of a trainer or a coach, that you need to, in order to get yourself the best workout, you really probably do need to get up early.
Yeah, you have to kind of like make it an appointment. You have to literally schedule it as it's an appointment, or you'll definitely leave yourself down because you have to make money. So if you schedule it at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and then a client wants 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you're not going to say no. So it's like you literally have to put yourself first so that you can give to everybody else. And, you know, New Earth helps me do that for sure.
That's actually really great advice. Everyone listen to this podcast. Hopefully you've already had your pen and paper out, but write that down. If you don't give to yourself first, you'll have nothing left to give anybody else. That's really, really great advice. I like that a lot. So how does that trickle down into your team? I love, every time I'm there, every time I'm visiting with you guys, I love how close your team is. It's a really close, passionate group of friends. How did that happen? How did that come to be? Because I hear a lot of people when they talk about network marketing, they're like, oh, that's a great way to lose friends, right? And yet here all of you guys are, and you're loving it.
Well, I think the first thing is no pressure. You know, we share with our friends, we share with our family, and they're not always going to listen. Sometimes it will take them, you know, time to come around. But the ones that do listen, they're excited. They share the same excitement. So you just have to have fun with it and not pressure anyone. You know, they're going to do it at their own time. You have to motivate them, but not pressure them. Nobody wants a boss. So, you know, you just kind of have to really motivate them and just share all the good news about it.
I think also that we are like-minded already, and we're attracting people who are just like us. And so it makes it a little bit easier because we are into our health. We are smart. We all are thinking about our future. And so I think like-minded people are drawn towards, you know, like-minded people. We all have the same common goal.
I really like that because
we do try to, I know I said it earlier, we do try to make it fun, and it just happens naturally.
Think about the size of that audience. Just think about what you just said, the size of that audience. People that are like-minded, that are wanting to be healthy, and that share similar interests and want to have fun. That's a lot of people.
We expect to build a very large team.
Yeah.
Well, it's already happening.
And it's already happening. You're off to really a rocket pace. And it's interesting because when you have those things that pull people together, when they're what you were just talking about, the market seems so big. And yet for a lot of people that are listening to this podcast right now, they're saying to themselves, oh my gosh, I'm all out of my contacts. My market is so small. I don't have anybody to talk to. And what would your advice be to someone in that situation? They're listening right now and they're saying, I don't have anyone I can talk to. What would you suggest?
Well, I think the first thing is there's nothing like enthusiasm. So one of the things that makes our team what it is we are very enthusiastic about the product, about the company, and about all the opportunity. And people are drawn to enthusiasm. And I think it's very important to be enthusiastic yourself because you don't necessarily have to go out and promote something. It really is more of an attraction. People are attracted to you because of your enthusiasm. But if you find that you're lacking in people, go walk through the mall and chat with people. Go to a meetup, you know, go online, see what's happening with meetup groups, go sit among them and share your enthusiasm for what you're doing.
And just be fun. Right?
And just be fun.
Don't try to sell them.
Right.
Hey, I'm just walking in the mall today trying to sell people. Right.
Right. Yeah.
That's probably not going to go over well. Right.
It's just genuine enthusiasm for what you know.
I like that a lot. You know, the other thing I often recommend to people is something similar, but go take a class, right? And for some of them, that might be a Pilates class, right? They see a specific audience that it's working for. But in the other cases, you know, go take a, it doesn't matter, right? Go take a ceramics class at the local community college. It's going to cost you a few bucks. You're going to sit around people you've never been around before. And they're all there having a similar interest.
Right.
Make friends, be fun, be interesting.
Mm-hmm. Volunteer.
Volunteer and the rest. Oh, volunteer is a great one. That's a great idea. What are some of the things that you guys do in your area to volunteer? Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, we have some organizations that are very close to our heart here. Mine is AVDA, which is Aid to Victims of Domestic Abuse. And so we have a 5 and 10K race annually is one of our fundraisers. So we're out there in a large team participating or helping to set up or tear down. We also have shoes. Same thing. We participate in purchasing tickets to attend the show. We sit on the committee of the show. So there's quite a lot of things in this area to get involved in.
That's a great way to spend your extra time to, if you have, or not even extra time, that's a great way to just donate some of your time, force it to happen. Because when you're out and about doing good with an infectious excitement, people are just going to want to know what you're into.
That's true. We have some really beautiful relationships in our community as a result of our volunteering.
So let me ask you this. Gene, you have a wide range of influence. You know a lot of people, right?
Yes.
What is it that keeps you from being... Some people are fearful to have that conversation about New Earth with those that they know, particularly people that are what society would deem successful. So they say, oh, well, he's a doctor, he's a lawyer, he's an investment banker, he's not interested. How do you get past that?
It's my level of belief in the product. And one of the most important things in business is your reputation. And so I've spent the last 18 years building a very good reputation in my community. So I never wanted to be the richest person in this area, but I did work to be the person that anybody would want to do business with. And I've always tried to take the high road. And so I think my belief level in the company and in the products leads me, and the doors open because of my reputation for integrity.
I like that.
Absolutely.
That's really cool. Freddie, you do the same. You've got a lot of people that are in your circle of influence. Have you been surprised at some of the people that have said, yes, I'm interested, and other people that have said, no, I'm not? It's sometimes there's an inverse relationship there where you think, this person's going to say no, and they say yes. And then the opposite, right? So
yeah.
Have you had that experience? Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the people that are closest to you that you've known forever, and you think, oh, they trust me, they're definitely going to do this. And then they don't. And but then the smart people, the ones that are wealthy, the ones that, you know, are not looking for necessarily another stream of income, they're the ones that are like, oh, what do you got there? I want to try it. You know, I want to be healthier, or I want to make more money, believe it or not. So it's very interesting. It's definitely surprising to me every time.
Yeah, every time. You would think some of the people that... From the outside, you would say, well, this person might need a little extra money in their day, so I'm going to, you know, supply them an opportunity. And yet other people that already have two and three streams of revenue say to themselves, well, I get this. Yeah, I'm in.
Right.
It's interesting.
The ones that really need it, I guess maybe sometimes they don't want to put in the work. I don't know what it is. But, you know, the ones that are successful, you know, they know what it takes and they're willing to do it again.
Yeah. So. Yeah, and I also noticed, I saw you on Facebook this morning, and you stopped by one of your team members runs a juice shop down there.
Yeah.
Right? So, yes. Again, another business builder that is building their own business and has joined to build this business as well.
Right.
And you're going out of your way to be supportive as a team.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool. Should we give her a free plug?
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, go ahead.
Jacqueline from Juice Buzz. She's this awesome. What's Jacqueline's last name?
Pfeffer.
She's such a Zen person. I mean, when I met her a few months ago, she's just so sweet, so Zen. She has this amazing little juice bar here in town in Delray. Everybody always talks about it. I've been there a couple times. And, you know, it's just, you have to be, we have to all support each other, support our local businesses. So when I decided I wanted to do a 2-day cleanse, I knew exactly who to call and who would, you know, hook me up. So it was amazing. She's wonderful.
That's cool. And that's in Delray, right?
Yep. Here in Delray Beach.
Juice Buzz, Delray Beach. Mm-hmm. When you're there in town, go see her.
God is here. Yep.
Yeah. It's a great place. Well, I got to ask you just one last question. So tell me a little bit about when you've had a bad day, when you've had a, man, this is not working out day. What did you do to turn it around? Maybe even the next day, what did you do to turn it around? Can you share with me a personal experience of something that's happened? Do you guys have bad days down there?
Once in a while. Well, for me, you know, sometimes you're counting on certain things happening. Let's say before the end of the month, and you're really, really putting all your energy in it, and it doesn't happen. And so you kind of get disappointed because you put in all this work, and, you know, but then you have, I just have to say to myself, you know, tomorrow starts a new month and I'm going to make it happen then. And just, I have to, you constantly have to talk to yourself and just kind of like pick yourself up, dust it off, and just try again, because the goal, the mission is so much bigger than any stone that you'll find in your way.
It's a little bit like Tony Robbins addresses that, right? He says, manage your internal conversation. Right? That's a really good point, that you just talk yourself through it in a positive way.
Right.
Yeah, because if you take it in the other direction, it's pretty easy to convince yourself that nothing's going to work. Right?
Yeah.
That's easy. Gene, how about you?
Well, I would say in all the years I've been in business, I've had my fair share of bad days. So I've learned that a good day will always follow a bad day. So knowing that the sun's going to come up the next day is, you know, enough to keep going. That your goal needs to be significant enough and important enough to put aside a bad day. And one of my very favorite quotes is, a calm sea never made a skillful sailor.
I love that.
So nothing worthwhile is easy. And as a result of the bad days or the hard times, I've become more creative. I've become stronger. I've become smarter. And so, you know, a bad day is really not so bad. So as long as your goal and your dream and your vision is strong enough, you know, the sun will come up the next day and there's, you know, a new chance to get done what you were trying to get done.
I really like that. A calm sea. Let me make sure I get this right, Gene. It's a calm sea never made a skilled sailor.
A skillful sailor.
A skillful sailor. That's fantastic.
I love that.
Yeah.
I saw it on church one morning coming to work.
Oh, very cool.
For me. Yeah.
Well, and it makes sense, right? I mean, if you only ask for calm seas, boy, what a boring life that would be. And here you guys are coaches in a Pilates gym. How many people come in and they want to get fit and healthy and strong? They just don't want to stand up and move their muscles to do it.
Right. Or experience pain. Right.
So if you could just hook me up with electrodes while I sleep, that would be fantastic.
Right. Yeah. We need to be a little uncomfortable to grow.
Yeah. Yeah. And maybe even seek out that uncomfortable so that you can push it past you and find the next uncomfortable.
Yes.
Yeah. I like that. Well, really good advice from two of some of the best people in the Sunshine State. I'm really, really grateful that you guys took the time to be with me on this podcast today. Thank you so much, Gene Magrella and Freddie Nogueira. You guys are the best.
Thank you so much, Kevin. It was a great opportunity. Thanks for reaching out to us.
It was a pleasure. Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you. We will see you very soon. And those of you that are interested in hearing more from Freddie, you're going to be able to see him speak at New Earth University. Don't forget to get registered and get your room up in the Klamath Lake area. You're definitely going to want to get out at the lodge. So you can go to newearth.com/events and get registered for the event. And they will also help you through customer service if you need to get your room booked. Before we run out, it is a popular location. So definitely get your room booked. Thank you both. We will talk to you again very soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Take
care.
It is, folks, the end of another very exciting New Earth podcast. I hope it was beneficial for you. I hope you learned as much as I did. Stay tuned to New Earth social media and the New Earth podcast for great tips and tricks in building your New Earth business. We'll see you again next time.